For students at Sydney's Feng Hua Chinese School, Saturday is just another day of learning. They're among the 100,000 Australian children who go to language classes on the weekend. Nathan Neo and his brother Ethan say it's worth it.
If I learn Mandarin, it's more easier to communicate to my relatives. I can talk with my grandparents and they can help me learn Chinese.
Their mother, Jessica Zhou, says she's seen a positive impact on her sons ever since they started taking classes in Mandarin.
They can communicate with the grandparents and us, and also they made a lot of different friends, and they feel confidence. And for multi-language, even two or more different languages, then they can starting proud of themselves, and they can make a lot of friends. And this, I think in this society, they feel happy, confidence.
It's parents like Jessica Zhou that Labor wants to attract with an $8 million funding boost for the 700 community language schools across the country. Shadow Education Minister Tanya Plibersek says under the plan, schools would be able to apply for grants of up to $25,000 to upgrade resources, improve teacher training, and expand their programs to preschoolers as well. Currently, most schools only run classes for children who've already started mainstream education.
The work that's done by community language schools is done really on the smell of an oily rag. We've got so many volunteers giving hours and hours of their time, and the community language schools are really scraping together money to pay the air conditioning bills or to buy written resources for their students. If we can help a little bit with that, then it benefits us all.
The extra funding is part of a wider push for the migrant vote at the next federal election, which is due in around 3 months. It's marginal seats in particular and the migrant communities within them that Labor has its eye on. Maria Zivic, SBS News.